My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Monday, March 1st. We've turned the corner. Exhibition games have started. We're into March, and opening day for the regular season is only a month away, April 1st, when the Yankees take on the Toronto Blue Jays. Jameson Taillon made his Yankees exhibition debut on Monday and had a very easy 1-2-3 inning in his first appearance. Taillon's a bit of a mystery for everybody because, first of all, he hasn't pitched a whole lot lately because of injuries. You know the story, coming back from his second Tommy John surgery, but he's new to the Yankees. There's a lot of him building on potential that he owns, but the actual performance, there was one really good year in 2018. It was followed again by an injury that's now cost him a great bit of time. So in order to find out a little bit more about Jameson Taillon, I reached out to Jim Benedict, who was a special assistant for the Pittsburgh Pirates when Taillon was drafted and coming up through their minor league system. Benedict worked for the Pirates from 2009 to 2015. He is titled special assistant, but he's really more just a pitching guy. Although he's never held a title of big league pitching coach, he's always been a pitching coach instructor of some kind through three decades of coaching, and his specialty is really talking about deliveries and mechanics and fixing deliveries. In fact, one of the nicknames he earned during his time in Pittsburgh was the Mechanic, and he has a really good reputation throughout the game for what he knows about pitching and dealing with pitchers, mechanics, and all those kinds of things. So I thought he'd be a good person to reach out to talk about Jameson Taillon, who he first saw when the Pirates drafted him with the second overall pick back in 2010, has followed his career a little bit. Benedict's career has gone to a number of different teams and organizations over the course of that three-decade career I mentioned, including several years with the Yankees in the early 2000s. Most recently, he was with the Chicago Cubs, he was with the Cubs last year. He is not with the team this year, but I found him at his home in Florida to discuss a little bit about Jameson Taillon, beginning with what he thought young Jameson Taillon looked like when the Pirates drafted him with the second overall pick out of high school in 2010.
Another max effort trying to light up the gun. Huge, long arm action. Trying to throw the ball 500 feet versus 60 feet. Which is a totally different arm action, totally different because you're wanting to throw the ball high versus downhill. Delivery was all over the place. Oh my God, there was a project. I mean, project was what hit me when we first saw him in development. I wasn't in scouting. We didn't see him. So when you get the guys, we get the information, second pick, all that. So from a physical standpoint, you know, it was going to be an uphill climb as far as that. From a mental standpoint, extremely intelligent, poised. Parents did a great job with this guy. He was exposed in the Texas where he's from to a lot of information, and he's a good kid. He's going to do it. So I think a part of his retraining was to try to get some of that out of him, to try to get him to be downhill, shorter in the box, shorter in the back. And, we had left, the development program that I was in had left, mostly left, and he was there still. So, anyway, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when I've talked to you over the years, there are a lot of guys who you can look at their delivery and know that they're destined for breakdown. Is this what you saw in Jamison Tyone at a young age?
Yeah, because his shoulder scap area was binding, and that's usually a red flag for arm injury, not necessarily shoulder injury.
What do you mean by binding?
Well, when your shoulder, it should be loose and your arm flashes by with a quiet body, you could see his shoulder lock up, and then the arm would go deep in back, his spine would tilt, and then he'd try to get up and over it. And you can still reach major velocity, but it can be a deke. It can be a disguise for that. Now, in our quest to try to get the smaller delivery and the smaller arm action, I'm not sure that what happened. He had Tommy John while I was there, and I think he was destined for that, because it wasn't over time. It was like a pitch, and it was one of those days where his backside arm action was really looking like it does now, where it's shorter, it's on time. When he lands, he's up in the back. A lot of good pull versus push in him. And then during that Tommy John's, which I helped him rehab during the Tommy John, that's when we started to get into some of that backside arm action movements, because that's the best way to do it is through injury, is when you're making these subtle changes, is try to figure out why you got hurt. And I think there was a lot of reasons why he got hurt the first time. So the second time I was gone, but I did watch him quite a bit.
Have you seen video of his remade delivery in the last year, bullpens that he's done, things like that?
Yeah.
What do you think of it compared to what it used to be?
I think it's tremendous. I think the ball's coming out with white spin, so the ball's white instead of red. You see the seams. That's arm speed over arm strength. So you're getting the spin rate that we talk about now, the spin rate. That's when the ball gets white. You can throw it 30 miles an hour or 100. You're going to have white spin or red spin. When you have red spin, you muscle it. And you could be squeezing the ball. Your arm is slow. You're pushing. All those things can create a red. So when I see the ball come out now, I see nothing but white. That is an indication that you're on time. So when he lands and he's up in the back, that it's just, he just lays his arm down. And it's quiet body, quick arm being the ultimate goal. So when I see the video, he's over his legs, he's short in the back, he's downhill, stuff pops at the end instead of, I had a little measurement, not the data that they have today. On my video, I would click. So as soon as you landed, how many clicks it was on my keyboard to release. So when you landed that left foot, where's your arm in the back? Where's your arm till release? He was 11 clicks. Average was 6 to 8. And my best was 4. which was Vance Worley, was my best click guy as far as that measurement. But him was 11, just meant he was long and slow in the back, and it was devastating. And I mean, this guy's a bat reader. He knows how to get hitters out. He can hold run. He can do things that pitchers do. But this arm action and delivery was so out of whack because of his quest for velocity through long throwing, mechanically throwing long versus it's just arm exercise versus an arm strengthening. And that became his delivery and arm action, is that long throwing, trying to throw it as hard as he could. And the videos are pretty, the videos from high school are amazing on how far this guy's come tonight. Yeah.
Wow. You were in New York at a time when a lot of pitchers came from other places, and you kind of had to guess, could they make it here? Could they not? And you know, that's kind of a weird thing to measure sometimes. And it's not always fair how we measure it either. But when I've looked at some of the things that Tyonis had to overcome, I mean, you know, two Tommy Johns, testicular cancer. The one I coming back to is he got hit in the head by a line drive and he stayed in the game. You know, he's got some toughness to him that way. And plus what he's talked about too is trying to deliver on this promise of being the second overall pick way back when and having to deal with expectations and deal with that. He doesn't seem to me to be a guy who lacks the fortitude, lacks the desire and drive. If he doesn't pitch well in New York, it doesn't seem to me from the outside, not knowing him all that well, that it's going to be because he can't handle New York. What do you think about that?
Well, back in my day, a lot of the guys that struggled with the Yankees struggled because of no doubt expectations. And they had, I call it try hard disease, that I really don't believe in myself. So I have to do something more, or I got to be like him. I got to be like that guy or that guy who are successful, and they're just not. They're not built that way. This, you're getting a guy who's really, he's his own man. And once you're on the hill, once you're on the bump and you got a catcher and a hitter, it doesn't matter really where you are. I know the training that he's been through, that is put on you, that whether you're on the pen, you're in New York, you're in a World Series or a spring training game, you're on a hill doing something that you're accustomed to doing. Now, you throw adrenaline in there and competition, those two words are the key words to separate everybody. How do you handle the adrenaline that you can't control, and how do you handle competition? So I know back when we had Jose Fernandez, he would dial it up and dial it down hard down, depending on who he's hit, who's, you know, because there wasn't a lot of fans, and you know, all of a sudden one of his friends would come up and all of a sudden he's 98 with the best slider I've seen in two months, and you're going, where was that? Well, that was competition and adrenaline. He was an extreme case. Tyon doesn't have a lot of gears up or gears down. He's a flatliner. He wants to stay on this line of consistency. That's who he is as a person. That's who he is as a pitcher. So when you can mesh personal and professional, that's a great thing, especially in New York. That the guys that had success in New York were either homegrown or had this, I'm here to pitch, form my teammates first. And that was the key there. And as soon as they got selfish, or as soon as they got off the field, or as soon as they start reading the clippings, you know, that's when things got went haywire. And then, you know, the scout part, when you were scouting that, you really couldn't scout that. You know, you couldn't say, hey, how's he going to handle New York? I mean, some guys did really well. Stick was great at it. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not going to be able to handle New York. Okay. All right. And he knew. A lot of times he knew.
Yeah.
But anyway, we talked about and analyzed that to death on what plays in New York. And it is expectations.
So. Yeah. It's, you know, but going back to my original point, I just feel like Tyon has had life experiences that maybe a lot of guys who've come here before haven't had to go through. You know, it's almost like, you know, those things he's had to overcome are bigger than just having to pitch in front of a big crowd and expectations. I could be wrong, but I mean, it seems like he has at least something built inside of him that could handle it.
Well, he does. He's proven his toughness. Okay. None of these are self-inflicted. So in baseball, probably is therapy for recovery. So, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of psychology in this that we're not privy to, but he's 100% all about his teammates. And that's cliche, but it's true. He's not about him. So him getting hit in the head, talking Hurdle and Todd Tomczak out of pulling him, that's about my team. That's not about me. The cancer, you know, I'm sure, you know, the prognosis, the recovery through it. Hey, I'm going to pitch again. That can motivate recovery. So there's a lot of teammates. This is a very unselfish guy. He wants to be good.
If he's navigated all this successfully, what's his ceiling? Number two starter? Is this what you're thinking? If he's gotten through all this physically and mentally, can he be a game two or game three? Is that what you're looking at?
You know, this is a new guy. He hasn't pitched competitively in a couple of years. I would say I couldn't make that call. I mean, I could make the call based on what I saw before, and I would say no. Mm-hmm. But this new way, the vision that we had back in the day is happening now. I mean, there are some things he has to overcome. There are some, you know, there's a lot of adjustments he's going to have to make to achieve top of the rotation type performance. At the same time, this guy's totally capable of being something like that, where he could do that. I mean, there's not much he can't do. He won't be flashy. You know, he's going to have the quirks. He's going to have some growing pains. But, you know, his, like, the Glasnow years are behind him. You know, that's not a here anymore, where you're watching Tyler go through a growth period where he's maturing. This guy's never been that, but at the same time, he's brand new. He's brand new guy. And I give him every chance in the world.
A lot of X's and O's pitching stuff from Jim Benedict right there about Jameson Taillon, and we'll see how he progresses through the spring and how this new arm action, new delivery does for him. There's a lot of reason to be excited because potential has always been there for Jameson Taillon, but it's only been realized in a short burst when he was with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Yankees are hoping to get a little bit more out of that, obviously, in 2021. Hope you continue to check out the daily podcasts here on WFAN.com. You can get them delivered to you by subscribing to the WFAN On Demand page at your local normal podcast platforms. The Yankees exhibition schedule continues on Tuesday. We'll have more for you. And don't forget to check out Ed Coleman's Mets reports, also on the WFAN.com homepage. And a special 30 with Murdy coming up this week. We'll check in with Eric Kratz, who called it a career after finishing last year with the Yankees, a 19-year professional career as a catcher through a lot of different minor league and major league stops along the way. So tune in for that. Thank you all for listening here. We'll check back in with you on Tuesday with the Yankees Spring Training Podcast. We'll see you next time. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.